On today's episode, we talk about when you are buying a property, you've seen one you like, and at the beginning stages, the agent says they might sell it at auction or they might sell it before auction. But now we're about halfway through the campaign, and the agent said they're definitely selling at auction. What does it mean to you?
Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is...
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
You're ugly, mate.
That's better. I think, no. Well,
if you're a first-time listener, usually I pump Chris with compliments, and then he calls Jez for HR behind the camera to write up a complaint, and I'm in the office for about an hour explaining my words. So, Chris, you're ugly.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. Okay. This is going to be a good episode because we're talking about a very unique scenario or scenario most people don't think about is when you first get introduced to a property, it's classified being on market, so it's on REA, it's on domain. You go and inspect the property. The agent says that from the beginning, hey, we might be open to an offer before the auction or we might go all the way to auction. However, in this scenario, let's say a week or two has gone by, the agent's then informed you we are definitely going to auction. What does that mean to you?
Okay. Perfect. Now, I'll probably give a more specific scenario. Is there on the brochure, there is an auction date, there is a time, there's a location, and then you may ask the question, are they open to offers beforehand? And generally within the first week or particularly two, the answer is going to be, look, we're seeing how, particularly the first week, we're seeing how the
property's received,
received interest,
feedback.
We're going to provide that to the owner and then we'll discuss with the owner and let you know. That's usually probably the discussion around that.
Yeah, and you as a buyer may infer within that, and there might be other language, but you infer within that, there may be an opportunity here to buy before auction. And quite often that can be attractive to a buyer who's gone to an auction recently and been burnt.
Yep.
Right? So what does it mean, Kurt? What does it mean when you as an agent or agents overall change the tune from we're open to either? What's changed in your world to say we're no longer open to either, we are definitely going to auction? What are some factors that may have changed?
The factors may have changed that we know we definitely have the interest.
Okay, so.
Definitely have the interest to go to auction. It's also potentially that the owner has decided that, do you know what? We just want to go to auction. We want to see what it is on the day.
Yep.
They're probably the two ones. The interest level is actually there and we're going to the owner. It may be a bit different is if you look at the property and if you think there's some conjecture that may put some doubt in the owner's mind.
Okay, so what would that look like? Some sort of...
So that could be, for example, there could be lots of scaffolding around the building. There could be some potentially conservation depending on the zoning of it, depending on an interest rate, something that is putting conjecture into, oh, this could actually be a serious issue. Would the owner be wanting to accept something?
Yeah.
Whereas if there's nothing wrong with the property and it's continued to have good interest, it doesn't mean it's going to blow out of the water. It just means that there's enough interest to be like, okay, cool, let's go to auction, see what happens on the day.
And so what about, so that's great in terms of that, there's been some, there's, like you said, the property's in good condition, there's interest there. What about a scenario where it may not be you, but I'm pretty confident there's scenarios where agents never intended it, no matter what, to sell before auction. They always intended to go forward. Can be quite gut-wrenching to potential buyers. They've heard one thing and then it's not. Why would an agent allude to one or the other, and again, not you, but I definitely know those agents out there, that it were never intending to sell before auction? What's the benefit for them and the vendor?
I think potentially to gather your interest, to be like, you could snap this up beforehand and then be like, no, we're going to auction. And I think more people's hope, trying to see where people are, whether they're actually wanting to put something in.
Yep. I think from my standpoint, there's a little bit of, if somebody says to me, we may be open to auction or not, we're going to go assess it faster. We're not going to wait. Let's say the auction's 4 weeks away, 3 weeks away. We're not going to wait 2 weeks and go, okay, we know it's definitely going to be auction. We can buy some time and see other properties. We're going to jump and see it tomorrow or that Saturday, which means from an agent standpoint, I imagine, therefore, they've got a whole bunch of data they've got, which otherwise may have been a week or two delayed.
Yeah. Another reason why there might be conjecture up in the air about whether they're going to go beforehand or not, because it's generally like, we don't know. We don't know where the feedback actually is. You could have the guide, but there could be nothing on the market and it's... you want to see the feedback you get.
Yep.
So you generally don't know. But by the second week, you generally have an idea, particularly if it's a house semi, something of high value, you generally will still want to try and head towards auction on that.
Okay. What about as a, so let's flip it over. Let's look at the buyer. The buyer here's been, you know, thinking it's one thing, now it's another. What are the pros and cons of the agent now saying we are definitely going to auction?
All right. The pros of definitely going to auction is that you get to see your competition in the room.
Okay.
You get to see the competition in the room. If you happen to lose on auction day, you definitely know it hasn't been a dummy bidder. Someone has actually beat you on the day, and you can clearly see your competition.
Yeah.
Yes, it may blow out of the water, but the transparency is there.
Yep.
Even if, just say, a property's guiding $1 million and it goes for 1.3, 1.4, it could easily be, one, bit of underquoting. If it is, probably need to get a bit of better understanding of the market.
Yep.
But two, it could also be someone just wants that property, but you can at least be like, okay, do you know what? I can see the person who bought it.
Whereas the deal done before auction, agent saying X, this person's offering this or alluding to it, you're really taking a leap of faith. And even if you do win it, you might be feeling like, well, did we win it against other ones? Again, not you, Kurt. But they may be like, was there actually anyone else there? Whereas by seeing on the dance floor, seeing at the auction, the physical people there, even if you then beat them, you can be like, well, I can see that I beat them.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the reasons potentially that would be against a bit of a struggle is if you're negotiating behind closed doors or like sort of over the phone.
Yep.
Is one, you need to trust the agent that they're telling the truth. Now, I'd like to think there are lots of good agents out there that are telling the truth, but at the end of the day, you don't know. Also, if you do go beforehand, there could actually genuinely be 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 interested parties.
Yep.
And it could be a cluster where people are just, you know, 6 people might be fine, but 2 people are just going to take it and it pushes up and you feel pretty deflated.
Yep.
People are also worried about it. Experience when I was trying to help one of my mates try and buy, the agent actually using your bid against someone else to get them up.
Yep.
And realizing you were never the star in the movie. You were always someone just to, they might have known that.
You're fodder.
Yeah. For example, I've gone for this property thinking it's $1 million. The agent knows that it's actually, the vendor wants 1.15 and Chris actually has a budget of 1.2. I don't know, Chris. And they're going to be like, look, Chris, we've already got this person. Like, let's jump up. You need to get up there.
And you can move that point. Okay. And the cons are, like what I see in particular, by going to an auction, there's this dreaded thing called emotions. People get swept up in. And so...
You have emotions?
We all have some emotions in a glass cage of emotion right now. No, we've and so what we see can happen, particularly first home buyers in Sydney, let's say, they go to an auction, they have a certain number in place in mind, potentially the bank of mum and dad may be assisting them. And even mum and dad may be there with them. The property, the auction's going ahead, but it's sort of flatline. The mum and dad look at their kid who haven't got the property, so they're coming second, all of a sudden find another provide, not just fine, 10, 20, 30K, 50K more to secure an auction because they've got swept up in things. They don't want their son or daughter to be embarrassed and miss out. They want to provide them with a life that they're looking forward to.
Yep.
Little, lo and behold, they've now spent 10, 20, 50 grand above what they had previously agreed to. That's money. It's not fictitious. That's real money that's gone through. And we see that happen a lot at auctions where people do overspend either themselves or through, you know, someone helping them.
Yep. And I think a couple ways now to look at that, just say you go down the auction path. Is there anything wrong with overspending? No, you might want to live in that for a very long time and you're happy to pay that 10, 20, 30, 40. Yep. There's actually nothing wrong with that. I think that's the big thing to understand. There's also nothing wrong with sometimes overpaying a bit if you're going to live in it. Savvy investors will know if you're trying, you're a first-time investor trying to buy your first investment property, be very careful of the numbers you're going into. You don't want to be that. Don't want to be that emotional bidder. Is there also anything wrong with the agent managing to create that emotional attachment and it going long? There's also nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Where I think there is the issue, and you've got to make sure you do your research and check with your family, being like, where do we see value in the market? And I think that's by making sure you're asking the right questions to the agent, doing your research, trying to look at the comparable sales, not just at the ones you think it is, also look at the better ones as well that you might be like, they might be comparing it to how the market generally is.
Okay. All right. I think that perhaps sums up nicely in terms of when you're going through the process of seeing a property and it just changed from pre-auction offer to auction, and we don't know which way it's going to go, to full-on blown auction. And we've run through some really good pros and cons of what that may mean for you from there.
Yeah. And generally, if it's gone from we'll see to going to auction, it's generally going to auction, but make sure you've got that consistent communication with the agent, but still hold some of your cards to yourself.
Close. Okay. Very good.
Perfect.
Right, quiz time against for you to me. I think a bit of fun this time.
Yeah, a bit of fun, Chris. Now, this is about
true and false, or what are we doing?
Talking about truth. You're gonna. How well do you know me?
Oh my God.
So I'm gonna give you three questions.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you three options, and you got to choose the order from least to most.
Okay.
So the first question is reality TV show.
Yep.
Now, out of X on the Beach, Perfect Match, and Love Island, what is my order from?
I'd say the reverse, I reckon. Love Island, Perfect Match, and whatever the first one was.
So what's number three?
Like, what are the, as in the third best?
Yeah.
The first one you said, whatever that was.
X on the Beach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Second. And then Perfect Match.
Okay.
And then, was it Love Island? Number one.
Yeah. So the order is, three is Love Island, two is X on the Beach, and one is Perfect Match.
So I've got none?
None.
Great, great. Good game.
He sucked. Okay, next one.
Just let me say, I've never watched any of those shows, nor have we ever spoke about them. So,
do you know what
you
the
suck.
The question came from, just because I've been watching Perfect Match, I got dragged into it. But
isn't Perfect Match from the 80s? Isn't that like an 80s day?
I don't know if they've brought that. Anyway, next one. Australian soap opera.
Oh. This is a really good property podcast.
Yeah, there is Kath and Kim, gotcha. Neighbours, and Home and Away.
What's your order?
This one is what did I watch the most?
Oh, the most. I reckon you're a Neighbours boy.
Okay, so Neighbours number one.
Yeah, and then Kath and Kim, then Home and Away.
Neighbours was last, Kath and Kim, and Home and Away.
Did I get any right again?
I don't think you did.
That's not great.
Okay.
I mean, this is saying more about you than it is about me guessing these right, by the way. You're the one admitting to watching these shows.
Now we're going to my three...
Last question?
Yeah, last question. Thank three goodness. Favorite drinks. Okay, we have hot chocolate, vanilla milkshakes, and iced chocolates.
I would say it's anything that's free that's paid for by me is your favorite. What was the hot chocolate?
So it's hot chocolate, vanilla milkshake, or iced chocolate.
You love a hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. That's most popular. Is it correct?
No.
Great. vanilla milkshake number two?
No.
Oh, whatever you said last, I don't care.
It's iced chocolate, hot chocolate, and vanilla milkshake.
Sure. What a weird game. Why did you give me three? Just give me two.
As you can see, I didn't run this game by Chris at all.
No one knows you with anything.
Obviously, you don't really know me, Chris.
I'm fine with that. I feel really comfortable.
Is it because I called you ugly at the start?
Correct.
What's the homework, mate?
Thank you all for dropping by. Piece of homework is we would love a subscribe if you're watching on YouTube or if you're on Spotify or Apple. 5-star review really helps other people like you find us, which hopefully helps them buy or sell a property in Sydney.
Yeah, perfect.
Thanks for dropping by.
Yeah.